Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We are on the line with Grant Simanek from Ed Young's Hardware. And Grant, as we get ready for the March 1st deadline where New York State is banning the use of plastic bags, I'm very curious to see how difficult it's going to be for Ed Young's Hardware to transition, given that plastic bags, I'm sure, have been a staple at your store for years.
They have, yes. It's just to deal with the convenience that the plastic bags had, everything from the products that would fit in those better, that we are changing to, you know, paper bags, finding the right size paper bags, and also even for some of our heavier items, having to transition to, like, boxes rather than the plastic bags, and then, of course, dealing with additional cost.
Did you have the paper bags and boxes that you would give to customers before all this news came out about plastic bags, or is this something that you're going to have to completely revamp come March?
The boxes we did have for some of the heavier items. The bags themselves, we mostly did, you know, 90% plastic, so we are doing a complete transformation to the paper bags.
How much do you anticipate this impacting the bottom line of Ed Young's Hardware?
On average, we're looking at cost for us about 10 cents a bag in difference between the plastic bags and the paper bags. And then we are not charging any additional price for those or any, you know, to the consumer at all.
Okay, so no changes will be made to the consumer. So then it would have a negative impact, I guess, you know, when it comes to the bottom line. Is that a fair assessment to make on my end?
Yes.
In general, I mean, do you have any thoughts about the plastic bag ban that's going into effect in March that the state has made? Are you guys for it for environmental reasons? Are you guys against it because of how it impacts you guys? Where do you guys stand officially on it?
Well, you know, of course, you know, there's always the impact of it, you know, economically with us, but we understand the effect it has on the environment. And so, you know, we're for the idea of, you know, although it can be a little tough. Transition initially, I think, all in all, it's the way to go, and we're for helping out with that.
Are you guys encouraging customers of yours to bring reusable bags, kind of like how they have to do it at Wegmans starting on Monday?
Absolutely, yes. We've got them on all their registers for when customers leave with signage just to remind them that starting March that we will be transitioning that way. And we are giving additional deals on those bags just to help the customers out.
Sure. And do you guys also sell reusable bags by any chance?
We do.
Okay. So that way it can even help your customers in that regard. Even if they, say, have a bunch of small things that they just want to put in a bag, they can buy a reusable bag through you guys.
Absolutely.
Okay. Grant, is there anything else that you think people ought to know about this switch?
Not really, other than the fact that, we're ready for the change. If we have boxes for heavier items, our paints and stuff like that, to help the customer out. And if they need bags from us, like I said, right now until March, we're running good deals and that on the reusable bags for them.
All right, great. And last question I have for you is: tell us a little bit about Ed Young's Hardware, where you guys are located, for people listening to this interview online.
Ed Young's Hardware is located at 5641 Main Street, right in the heart of the village. We are a full-service hardware store and plumbing service. We have been in the community for 100 years this year, in our service department and in our location for over 50 years now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.